If I Got Some Balance, written by Akimini Chan, read by Andy and Cascade. Ray was 6 when he threw his first curse. He only has hazy memories of getting mad at Benji Koalowitz because he beat Ray at marbles. Ray doesn't remember exactly what happened, but he could still feel the way his anger built and built and built until it snapped, the backlash throwing him to the ground as Benji screamed in pain. They'd been lucky. Benji had nothing more than a cut on his temple. It hadn't even required stitches. But after that, Benji's mom would answer the door and tell Ray that Benji wasn't allowed to play anymore. Ray's Bobsha took him aside and tried to explain that he needed to be careful, that he couldn't let his anger get the best of him. It was too dangerous. He didn't understand. Later that night, he caught his parents talking about him. Harsh whispers in Polish that he wasn't supposed to hear or understand. Absolutely not, Barbara. People are already talking. If anyone finds out, if he doesn't learn to control it, someone is going to get hurt for real. We were lucky that Benji... I suppose your mother put you up to this. Don't! Ray had never heard his mamusha sound so angry before. It scared him, so he crawled back into his bed and hid under the covers until he fell into a restless sleep. Like this, Kotuku, his babsha would say, her clever hands pinching together a bundle of herbs. Over the years, she showed him the power of circles and crossroads and salt, how to see the future using wax dripped into a glass of water, how to cure sickness and throw little curses against his enemies. His babsha taught him the importance of control, murmuring to Ray in Polish, and he listened and learned. When Stella stole his heart, he gathered the ingredients for a love spell, vervain and rosemary, rue and cinnamon, candles and a circle of salt, a small mirror and a silken ribbon he'd stolen from Stella's hair. He crafted his spell, careful and sure. And when it came time to light the candle, his hand shook, and he couldn't. A love spell isn't real love, his babsha had said once, and Ray knew she was right. He could wait for Stella to realize how perfect they were, how they were meant to be together. After a long moment, Ray shook his head and lit the candle. It never hurt to have a little help. When Ray joined the police force, he put away his herb bundles and candles and tried to be normal. Detective Kowalski. For a while it worked. He and Stella lived their life, struggling, laughing, loving. But in the end, he couldn't hide from who and what he was, and they grew apart. There were arguments and fights, tears and makeup sex, recriminations and accusations. Eventually, Ray lost the will to keep hoping and signed the damn divorce papers. He let Stella keep the condo and most of their possessions. He took Turtle, who was so much more than just a turtle, and moved into a rundown apartment in a sketchy part of town. He spent his spare time helping his neighbors, casting minor spells to heal, to cheer, to bring good luck. Money spells, health spells, spells to ward away the bill collectors and slumlords. His magic stretched its wings, and he felt alive again. Ray still missed Stella, missed her warmth in their bed, missed her early morning smiles and her late-night grins. He wondered if things would have been different if he hadn't cast that spell. "Told you," his babsha's ghost whispered. He thought that maybe she had a point. Ray saw Fraser long before he showed up at the station, but the vision hadn't prepared Ray for the reality. Fraser shone bright with power, and Ray's magic stirred. Fraser looked startled, and Ray guessed that maybe he was feeling the same way. The thought made Ray's heart skip a beat. He winked at Fraser and grinned. "Hey, buddy," he said. It looked like the start of a beautiful friendship. Love spells were overrated, anyway. The end.